Russia sold wheat to the Philippines this week, and here to break it down for us is Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. And Kim, the big question, why didn't the U.S. get that sale?
Well, they just underbid us. First off, it's animal feed wheat that they sold into the Philippines. They sold it for about $200 a metric ton. That's about $5.44 CNF, in other words, delivered to the Philippines. The United States, you look at the mileage, it's about 10,600 miles from the U.S. That's Houston to the Philippines. It's about 11,400 or so from Russia. So the freight and cost about the same there, about I'd say a dollar a bushel to get it to the Philippines. So that gets that price down to $4.44 FOB on the vessel. If you back it off to Oklahoma wheat, it takes about $1.44 just for even numbers to get it down and on that ship. So that we'd have to bid $3 for our feed wheat to compete with Russia. That's why we didn't get the sale. But the good news is it's feed wheat and it's still being delivered in July and August. And what it tells me is that Russia is emptying their bins, getting ready for a big crop.
Well, let's talk about U.S. exports and whether they're meeting projections.
I think they are. You know, I've heard some, comments that we just didn't have the export demand this year, and we didn't for a while. It picked up. You look at all U.S. export sales, 9% above last year. It's projected to be up 5%, so we're good there. Hard red winter wheat was projected to be down 10%. We're even with last year, so that's good. Now, soft red winter wheat was projected to be 43% because we had a horrible year last year. It's only up 34%, but overall, our wheat sales and exports are relatively good.
What about the projections for 2019 wheat production?
If you look at that production on the world, it's come in at 28.1 billion bushels. That's going to be a new record, about 5% above last year's level. The United States right under 2 billion bushels. That's up about 4%. Oklahoma, 119 million bushels, up 70%. Boy, we can talk about that. That's going to offset this low price we've got. Russia, you know, when we started with them, they were down about 2.5 billion bushels. The estimates came out this week from 3 billion to about 3.06 billion bushels. So more wheat for next year's market.
We've been out this week with Oklahoma producers at field days, talking about prices, of course. How does it compare in Oklahoma right now compared to this time last year?
Well, if you look at what they can forward contract wheat for harvest delivery, it's $3.85 a bushel. This time last year is $5 and a nickel. The good news is there that our production's up 70% and our price is down significantly less than that. So there's a potential for significantly higher income this year, even though we have significantly lower prices.
Okay, Kim, we appreciate your perspective as always. Thanks a lot.